Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three, two, one. Take me back.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Don't give a damn. I'm the man. Come round.
Vegas Strong benefit concert at the T-Mobile Arena. Just all of Las Vegas's best are going to be out there, including one of our favorite groups, The Killers. And we have Ronnie on the phone. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, there's a lot of excitement, I can tell.
So much excitement. And I'm just thrilled to have you on the show. This is the first time you've been on our show. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Long time listener, first time caller.
I was going to say, Ronnie, what, all these decades, what has taken you so long to finally call the show?
Listen, it's you guys. I tried calling many times. Nobody ever calls me back.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so great to have you guys being a part of this. How did this all come about with you guys performing at this show? Did you guys, was it your idea? Did you get together with some of the other guys? How did it happen?
Well, I'm never going to, yeah, of course it's my idea. It was totally my 100% my idea. Of course. I think it was just a more of a communal effort. I think a lot of people were probably thinking the same thing. It was, shoot, we got to do something. We have to show people the love, people the respect, and come together. And it's fun for us to do this type of thing. It's just too bad that it's not under better circumstances. Mm-hmm. But it was a very easy thing for everybody to decide to say, you know, listen, we've got to do something. We've got to come together. We got to support and do something. Okay, where do we do it? When do we do it? How's everybody's schedule? And so the sort of routing and scheduling and sort of the technical things were a little bit of a headache, but everybody sort of made a lot of concessions to make this happen. So
as far as the routing goes, and I totally sympathize with that, like how hard that could be, but you guys were just in England performing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're waking up really early now.
Oh, so. I bet. You're all thrown off.
Hey, speaking of being in England, maybe you can put this rumor to rest or maybe verify it and announce it here on the show. There was a rumor going around that you guys will be playing at the big royal wedding for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that the Killers are friends with Harry, and that you guys might be playing the wedding. Is it true, Ronnie?
You know, I'm never going to let the truth get in the way of a good story. That sounds like a good story.
Oh, but you're not denying it, I've noticed.
I'm calling TMZ and telling them it's true.
Yeah.
Are you guys really...
No, if we are, that's news to me.
Do you know Prince Harry, though?
Yeah.
You say it so like... I know the prince.
Yeah, of course we do.
He's not a name dropper, in other words. He's a stand-up guy, and we want him to drop names, but he is a stand-up guy.
That's, you know what I love about Ronnie is anytime we talk about the Killers, everyone has a Ronnie story. I feel like everyone knows Ronnie. Everyone knows Ronnie. Did you work at Channel 8 at one point?
Yes, sir.
See?
What'd you do at Channel 8?
I did, like, everything. I worked in creative services. I ran teleprompter. I operated the jib cam, the cam. I edited the 5:30... and 6 o'clock news, and I ran tape off for the morning show. I did it all.
Where's your must visit restaurant? Like the place that you always love to go out to eat?
Batista's Hole in the Wall.
Oh, that place is so good. Oh, I love it.
Hey, Ronnie, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but we're in the middle of our Friday Rewind, and that's when we play all the great songs from the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. If you could have any song played on the radio from that decade, that might be played on Mix 94.1. What song would you want to hear?
I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty.
Oh,
done.
Easy.
That is done. Hey, Ronnie, thank you for taking the time to call. We are both going to be at the concert tonight. Can't wait to see you perform.
Cool. Say hi, and let's have a couple of sodas backstage.
Yes, yeah. I love soda. Soda is wonderful. Thanks, Ronnie.
And tell everybody to come tonight. Tell all your friends that it's for an amazing cause. This is probably we got to show Las Vegas that this is who we are. And give them the best we can give them.
There are a few tickets available, so definitely pick those up. Last question, really quick. Are you guys going to be doing a song or two with Imagine Dragons?
Not to my knowledge, but anything could happen.
Okay.
Well, that's a yes.
I mean, weirder things could happen. Prince Harry could show up and we could just have a ceremony right there on stage.
You're the best, Ronnie. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate
it. Good talking to you.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.
And here it is, Ronnie's request. It's Tom Petty, I Won't Back Down, Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.